So many people assume that light bulb moments come in at random. A light bulb moment is one of those flashes of inspiration you get that almost seems to happen inside space and outside time. So in less than a second, you get the whole image of something, the whole picture. This happened to Isaac Newton when allegedly the apple fell on his head, and he got the whole theory of gravity in that one split second. And it took him the rest of his life to work out all the equations, and we're still using his laws today to send space probes across the solar system. Such was the power and the vision that he got in that one split second. So just imagine if you could learn to tap into light bulb moments on demand. And the reason a light bulb moment is so powerful and it has such a big effect on us is when one comes in, it doesn't just come into our heads. It affects all our mind centers right across our body. So light bulb moments come in from two places. They either come from the top of our head in our crown or through the rear of our skull in the cerebellum. And first they enter the pineal gland, and that acts as a bit of a gatekeeper. Of course, if you're running self-talk, internal chatter, that will block any light bulb moment coming in. So from the pineal gland, what happens is the light bulb moment gets rooted all the way down your spinal column to your root. And your root mind checks in with the earth mind as to the ecology of the idea. Is it safe for the planet? Is it safe for you? Then it comes up to the gut mind, and your gut mind responds with that yes or no. Is it a good idea to go with? Then from there it gets rooted up to the heart mind. And all of this, by the way, is happening in much less than a second. Your heart mind feeds up to your head, whether you're in love with the idea. So from there, the idea goes back up to the pineal gland and it filters into the right brain. And the right brain sees the whole vision. Then it passes it over to the left brain just to check out a few details. And from there, it goes back to the pineal gland. And then occasionally, it pops down to the throat mind and you shout, "Eureka, I have found it." So to have light bulb moments on demand, what you have to do is enter the meditative state. And it helps if your spinal column is vertical, but that's not mandatory. And what powers light bulb moments is, of course, the breath. So sit upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And place your hands on your laps so the palms are pointing up. And what this does, this signifies that you're ready to receive. And I want you to breathe, imagining that on the in-breath, the breath is coming all the way up your spinal column, from your coccyx, all the way up your spine, past your neck, past your cerebellum, the back of your skull, and to the top of your head, your crown. That's on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, the breath flows down the inside of your spine, past your neck, all the way down to your coccyx again. This is known as the inspirational breath, a circular breath. So just practice that a few times. And now what we'll do is use the mantra Mona Oha. This means I trust. And it again signifies to the universal mind that you're trusting in the process, your hands are open to receive, and that you're ready to receive an inspiration. You might want to think about a project you're working on, or an opportunity that's come your way, or something you'd just like to happen out of the blue. And as you do that, be mindful of your breath. On the in-breath, going on the outside of your spine, all the way to your crown, and on the out-breath, on the inside of your spine, down to the base of your spine. And on the in-breath, say internally the word Monah, that's M-O-N-A. And on the out-breath, say the word Oha, O-H-A. So that's Monah on the in-breath, Oha on the out-breath. So just practice that a few times. Letting all the tension flow from your body now. Take your consciousness from your frontal lobes into your pineal gland. And from your pineal gland, I want you to imagine that you're looking up to the top of your head. And you can see, about an inch wide, 2 or 3 centimeters in diameter, a circle of translucent light. This is your crown. Just imagine now that that circle is rotating slowly. And you can almost see as the breath gets to the top of your head, how it floats in through that opening. Past your pineal gland, all the way down your spine, to your coccyx. In the opening in your crown, starts to get wider and spin faster and faster, until the whole of the top of your head becomes translucent. Now what you can do is allow your consciousness to float up to the top of your head. And imagining your consciousness is tied to your pineal gland with a thin gossamer thread. Just allow your consciousness now to float out above the top of your head. And from there, you can see all around you in space and in time. You can see all the previous versions of you that's led you to this point. And you can imagine where you're going next into the future. So sitting in that place now, just relax and allow the inspiration to come in. Now, just allow your consciousness to come back through your crown, to float down to your pineal gland, and to flood the whole of your brain. And if any ideas or inspirations came in, let them percolate back into your consciousness, become aware of them. And with your eyes open to see where that seed idea might take you. So open your eyes now, come back into the room, and be aware that now you're tuned in to the universal mind. Light bulb moments will come along when you're least expecting them. And at any time you want to bring one in on demand, just to follow this process, empowered by your breath, the universal mind stuff will be stirred up so you can bring an idea down to help you on your way.